You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Hello, listeners. This is Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with your regular host, DJ Teddy. I am officially back from hiatus, and we're going to be doing some unique things with the show this semester. Today, for example, will not be themed like other shows have been in the past. The mix for today is just an eclectic playlist of songs that I've been into lately, and unlike on past episodes, we have the first guest host in post-aquarium tapestry shopping history. Here with me today is DJ Claire, who's a woman and gender studies major with an interpretive dance minor. In her free time, she likes long walks on the beach, robotics, and James Blunt CDs. Here's Claire.
Yo, what's up? I'll let you decide whether any of that information Teddy just said about me was real.
All right, thanks, Claire. Always got my back. Truth be told, I just found Claire in a cafe 10 minutes ago, and I don't really even know her, but I convinced her to co-host, so the entire playlist is going to be a surprise to her.
This is true.
Yep, facts. After every couple of songs, we're going to check in with Claire to get her feedback on the tunes. She's actually in a band, so she knows everything there is to know about music, so her opinion is objectively the best opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to start it off with Don't Want to Feel It All by White Lies, You Don't Get Me High Anymore by Fantagram, and then Dark Necessities by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I swear, I'm starting it. Okay, there we go.
Your mind was changing. I wasn't listening, up here in my daydream. My love is unchanging. I've just got problems that need rearranging. I don't wanna feel it all, but know what fuels it.
No.
Hiya, folks. I hope you're enjoying the music so far. Normally, this is the part of the show where I would provoke the FCC for their whole dystopic Big Brother thing, but honestly, I have more bones to pick with the gigantic walking Cheeto that's running our country right now. I'm actually not going to name him by name because the FCC forbids broadcasts that criticize or ridicule established customs and institutions, including the government and its officials. How great is that? And I actually just criticized the FCC and our president, two birds, one stone. So I'm done with that now. Next up, Claire and I were discussing on the break how I think we're going to start a fundraiser. And the fundraiser is where you donate money to me and I stop broadcasting.
Please donate. Please.
Please. This show's so terrible.
Children need your help.
If you don't want the kids, do it for the kids.
Please do it for the kids.
If you don't want them to hear the smut, then...
Please
do it for the kids. Thank you. Okay, and after those three songs, we're going to get Claire's opinion on the music. Okay, Claire, tell us what we don't know.
Yes, okay. Well, the first song I really enjoyed. I feel like it's a nice song for if you want to get up in the morning and you're thinking of maybe going snow tubing.
Okay.
I feel like that would be a good song to listen to, just like get you in the mood to start, you know.
I cannot disagree with that professional opinion.
That's what just popped in my
head. It's like taking advice from a doctor. Okay,
exactly.
Next song.
You Don't Get Me High Anymore. Well, honestly, I feel like that was a song about some person's relationship with another person.
Yeah, not a substance. Would not be a substance.
Very much had a really complex relationship with them, I would say. That was very touching.
That song made me angsty. I'm Avril Lavigne now. Like, I'm so angsty after that song. Okay, and last one, the new Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I definitely feel that. It really reminded me of, like, a song my mom would jam out to
you did
on
say that.
Saturday
she,
night.
She looked at me and she was like, my mom would like this song. And I was like, okay.
My mom really jams on the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so... Obviously, that's a solid win.
Okay, there we go. All three. Three for three. Thank you for your professional opinion, Claire.
Anytime.
And we got to run a quick PSA right now. So, Claire, why don't you start us off by talking about burn responsibility.
Okay. When?
Burning.
Outdoors.
Remember.
If.
It's
too
hot
to
touch.
It's
too
hot
to
leave.
Before.
Building. fire.
Or.
Burning.
Yard.
Waste.
Contact
your
local
fire
department
for
open
burning
regulations.
Always
be
sure
to
burn
responsibly
because
9
out
of
10
wildfires
are
caused
by
humans.
That
means
9
out
of
10
wildfires
can
be
prevented.
Brought
to
you
by
the
Ad
Council,
U.S.
Forest
Service,
your
state
forester.
And
Smokey
Bear.
To
learn
more,
visit
SmokeyBear.com.
Only
you
can
prevent
wildfires. Thanks for that, Claire. and I hope everyone who's burning a wildfire at 12 o'clock on a Tuesday heeds notice and keeps their eyes on that, on the fire. Okay, up next we got three more songs. First up is The Way I Am by Ingrid Michaelson, then Everything I Own by my favorite band, The Front Bottoms, and then How to Love by Lil Wayne.
You need a light. I'd find sick. God forbid I ever stop feeling sorry for myself, for being selfish. This is not the way I plan on living for the rest of my life. But for right now, it gets me by. It gets me by.
Up a little louder. Yeah. You had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't ever figure out how to love. How to love. You had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you're in a corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to stare. The way you moving your body like you never had a love. Never had a love. When you was just a young and your looks were so precious. But now you grown up so fly, it's like a blessing. But you can't have a man look at you for 5 seconds without you being insecure. You never credit yourself, so when you got older, seems like you came back 10 times over. Now you're looking over your shoulder. See, you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. See, you had a lot of moments that didn't last forever. Now you in this corner trying to put it together. How to love. For a second you were here, now you over there, it's hard not to stare. The way you're moving your body like you never had a love. Had a love. Oh, when you had a lot of dreams that transformed to visions. The fact that you saw the world affected all your decisions. But it wasn't your fault, wasn't in your intentions. To be the one here talking to me, be the one listening. But I admire your popping bottles and dipping. Just as much as you admire your bartending is tripping, baby. So don't be mad, nobody else tripping. You see a lot of crooks and them crooks still crook. You see you had a lot of crooks try to steal your heart. Never really had luck, couldn't never figure out how to love. How to love. See,
want you to know that you deserve the best. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Yeah. And I want you to know you're far from the usual.
And we're back, and I wanted to broach a question to Claire real quick on a controversial subject. Claire, what do you think of memes?
Memes?
Memes, Claire.
I wasn't expecting this question.
Okay, true. So I didn't prep her on this at all.
This is a little bit spontaneous, but okay. I think memes are really, like, the best way for you to talk about anything ever.
Anything,
you
know, like relevant, mean? Anything, yeah, pertinent.
So, like, if you're having emotional issues, like, don't talk to anyone.
You meme them.
Just go online and, like, look at memes.
Okay, so it's like a medium for, like,
yes,
communication.
For emotional expression.
Those difficult topics. Yeah. My mom actually told my dad that she was pregnant through a meme. She, like,
that is beautiful.
That was a lie, and I don't know why I said it on air, but anyway, do you think that memes are just a distraction from our current political climate?
Absolutely not. Our political climate is a meme.
Okay,
in
fair.
Itself.
Fair point. Wisdom out of this, girl. That's, yeah, why I got her on the show.
It's nothing wisdom.
Okay, next up, I want Claire's opinion on those last three songs. And warning, when I put on Lil Wayne, she goes, I'm going to have nothing nice to say about Lil Wayne.
No, like nothing good. Like, I don't have anything clever to say about Lil Wayne, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, that's fair. What about Ingrid Michaelson's song, The Way I Am?
Ingrid Michaelson's song? I used to sing that song and I was probably in like 7th grade. So to me, it kind of feels like putting on a pair of slippers.
Wow. Vivid, visceral imagery, yeah, out of our saying, resident music expert.
You know, it's like
expert.
Cozy. It's got like that low-key like drum situation. Like
doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom, doom. Yeah, so it's just like, yeah, you can just like feel yourself putting on a pair of slippers.
Yeah, I'm feeling, okay, vivid. Okay, yeah. And then Everything I Own by The Front Bottoms. If you have anything critical to say about this song, I'm turning off your mic.
Oh no, I have nothing critical. I wrote down the word Shrek during that song.
You did.
The reason why is because I feel like it sounds like an angsty version of like the guy who sings.
Are you talking about Smash Mouth?
Yes, of the Smash Mouth. Don't they do the I'm a Believer?
This is such an insult.
Yeah, I know. It sounds like an angsty version of Smash Mouth.
I've never come so close to cursing on air as I did right now. That's an insult to the Front Bottoms
impression.
In their entirety.
Okay.
But is that why you wrote down Shrek? I thought you were just like thinking about him. Like, I was like, okay, Claire, like, we get it.
He's just always in my thoughts.
Yeah.
No, I would say that's my first impression. I'm not saying that it couldn't change.
Okay, that's, you fair. I mean? Okay, I'm going to slowly indoctrinate you into the Front Bottoms throughout the course, okay, of the show.
All right, sounds good.
Because they're my favorite band, if I haven't mentioned it. We have a PSA to read. One more. That was a lie. There's two more. Today we're going to talk about shelter pets. Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters? Claire, you're up.
I can't do this. However, I can't do that.
That was so
the
bad.
The percentage of pet in home adopt from animal shelters and rescue group has risen from 27% to 29%.
Wow.
Can you believe those numbers?
I can't.
In the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics show, that doesn't make any sense, that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009.
Incredible. I love shelter pets. Okay. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org. Shelper Pets. And up next, we have three more songs, starting with Suicide Saturday by Hippocampus, Hearts Ain't Gonna Lie by Arlissa, and then Kangaroo Court by Capital Cities. And I have to play that last song because Claire threatened to burp on air if I didn't.
Also, don't forget to donate.
Oh, true. We still have our running fundraiser.
The Kickstarter is up. It's on Teddy's Facebook.
Get me off
please
air.
Please add her on Facebook and please donate to get
I'm
her
so off.
I'm
so miserable, and it's an opportunity to make my life more miserable by
for
taking me off air. Do it for the kids.
Remember the kids.
They're suffering.
It's not what you said, it's how you said it. And don't you say you love me when you know you'll regret it. It's not what we did, it's what we did on. And we've been losing time and don't know how to admit it. When love don't feel right, we get along on the outside, head out the door, but ours on the inside. Love don't feel right. We get along on the outside. Hearts ain't gonna, hearts ain't gonna lie. We're half of the same. Don't take that the wrong way. You know what I mean. Hearts ain't gonna, one that I wanted. But you know people change, we're not the same as we started. When I'm running away, we're moving forward. And though we're trying to stay ahead, we're just treading water. When love don't feel right, we get along on the outside. Head out the door, but our hearts on the inside. Love don't feel right, we get along on the outside. Hearts ain't gonna, hearts ain't gonna lie. The same, don't take that the wrong way. You know what I mean. Hearts ain't gonna lie. Won't do this again. Don't take that the wrong way. You know what I mean. Hearts ain't gonna lie.
And we're back. Now, Claire, tell me what you thought of those three songs.
Well, I say that I just really enjoyed those three songs. I think they're a very good selection.
Thank you.
And I'm definitely saying that because it's what I truly feel and not because I'm terrified of what you might do to me if I say otherwise.
Okay, sounds convincing. We're going to do a rapid fire round of this or that real quick. Are you ready, Claire? Okay,
sure.
Run with it. Okay, no explanation, no questions, just answers.
Okay.
Michael Phelps or Ryan Lochte?
Michael Phelps.
Regular Cheetos or hot Cheetos?
Hot.
Swimming or drowning?
Drowning.
Fair. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
That's not an endorsement, by the way, FCC.
Yeah, of course not.
Earth or the sky?
Earth.
Lafayette or Lehigh?
Lafayette!
There we go. Cultural relativism or ethical subjectivism? Cats or dogs?
Yeah, dogs.
Vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream?
Vanilla.
Type A or type B?
B.
Daddy issues or mommy issues?
Daddy.
There we go. Reptiles or amphibians?
Reptiles.
And which state is worse, Kentucky or West Virginia?
Kentucky.
One more, no hands or no feet?
No hands.
That's the takeaway. That question is that's the real zinger. I build you up and then I ask you the hard ones. Okay, and we have a quick PSA, and then I'm going to play three more songs. We're getting close on time, but I hate the guy who has a show after me, so I don't really care. Here's our PSA on emergency preparedness business. Would your disaster survive a business?
Business survive a disaster.
Nearly two-thirds of emergencies aren't prepared for a business.
Business prepared for emergencies.
And 40% of disasters that experience a business never recover.
No, wrong.
Make an emergency late now before it's too planned.
No, plan before
for a
it's
free
late.
Online emergency that helps you develop a tool. Plan to keep your disaster up and running should business strike.
That makes no sense.
Visit ready.gov/business.
That was awful.
Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Crossred, and the Ad Council. If you understood a single word of that, then I'm doing my job. Okay, last three songs are Sky is the Limit by Revolution. I actually went to a Revolution concert one time. It was potent, I gotta say. And I think any reggae concert is gonna be pretty potent.
Yeah.
Then we got Dangerous by Big Data and Joywave, and then Desperado by Rihanna.
Remember, impeach Teddy.
Impeach me.
$6,500, all the living I need.
Hey guys, we're back. Sorry, I had to drop a song from our lineup. That was Dangerous by Big Data, because we are running a little short on time, and I know I said I was apathetic and ambivalent to that before, but apparently the radio station itself does care if my show is longer than an hour.
Everyone cares.
Everyone cares. No one wants to hear me for longer than an hour. So maybe we'll get to Big Data next week, and we might even play some songs from Claire's band Water Street.
Who knows?
I just made that plug. This is a brand endorsement. No, it's not FCC. But we might get to some of that next week. So I hope you enjoyed listening. Claire, do you have any final thoughts on how this hour went?
I think it went very well. Unless
Our listeners probably disagree.
Unless you were the ones who were listening to it. If you didn't listen to it, it was probably... I hope you enjoyed your
hour. That's really true. I'm going to tell everyone it went great, because no one actually listens to it, so they'll just take my word for it. Yeah. I don't even think even my mom and dad are listening this time.
Probably
which is,
not. They
that's like a shocking low for me. Yeah. It's like 200% less people are listening than usually listen. Thanks for sharing this hour with us, you guys. I want to thank DJ Claire for co-hosting with me today.
Thank you for having me.
So very welcome. You add a new dimension to this show. We really appreciate. You are now listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with your co-host, DJ Claire. DJ Claire, you want to say goodbye to our listeners?
Goodbye to our listeners.
Very literal. And this has been DJ Teddy. I am now signing out. Stay tuned for the next show. I believe it is Dank Meme Extreme with a guy whose personality is even worse than his beard. I'm messing with you, DJ Henry, great host. Hope you guys have a wonderful day, and tune in next Tuesday for more terrible jokes and insanely weird music. You guys have a good day.